Look at that. I think we're live. I think we worked out all the bugs and everything's all set to go.
Great.
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, Rick.
Nice to see you.
You too.
We are here for the TechNet virtual conference for the next 3 days. At least the one day we're going to have ourselves looking after the shop, if you will. But we're going to have 3 days of innovation, of learning, inspiration, and also some technical training as well. And Mary Jo's joined me as a co-host for the day one activities. For those that don't know Mary Jo, in case you've been living under a rock for the last 5, 10, 15 years, do you want to do a quick little introduction of yourself, Mary Jo?
Sure. My name is Mary Jo Foley, also known as MJF inside Microsoft. I am the editor of the All About Microsoft blog on ZDNet, and I also am the co-host of Windows Weekly, the podcast on Twit with Paul Theroux.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to be bringing you the first day of the 3 day conference for the TechNet Virtual Conference, which is going to be around inspiration. Mm-hmm. We decided to do things a little bit differently this time around. And instead of just having all cutting edge, high end technical content we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing some inspirational stuff with some very big innovative thought leaders, including such as people such as Jeffrey Snover. You're probably familiar with him. We have the
James Whitaker.
James Whitaker's going to be there. We don't have a 7 second delay window, so we'll see how James' talk actually comes when it's live. But the neat thing is, you're actually going to be able to go ahead and ask us questions after all the different videos are going to be coming up. And so, obviously, being in the world of social media and the Twitters, if you will, if you want to get a hold of Mary Jo, what's your Twitter handle again?
I'm at Mary Jo Foley.
There you go. And I'm at @RicksterCDN. And you can reach us and talk about this whole session that's going on live. If you're watching this live or even on demand after the fact, you can still go ahead and tweet out. Use the hashtag of hashtag TechNetVC. We're going to have some very interesting opportunities for you guys and gals to go ahead and to do some pretty cool contests and competitions
prizes.
And stuff and prizes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, if you're a Microsoft employee or Mary Jo's family, you're not eligible. That includes you, Mr. Theroux. You're not going to be able to participate. But we've got a whole bunch of people monitoring that hashtag to be able to go ahead and to let us know what's going on. We'll be taking questions and interacting with people throughout the different sessions that are going on today, tomorrow, and also the following day as well. Mm-hmm. So hashtag TechNetVC is the way to get a hold of us. Very, very cool stuff. Now, the first day is thought leadership.
Yes.
What did you think about this concept when we kind of brought this up to you to ask if you'd want to participate?
You know, I was a little skeptical, mm-hmm. I have to admit. I don't usually do these kind of events at Microsoft, being an independent journalist.
We had to get special clearance, just so you know.
Just so, I mean, even coming in this building, special clearance. But when I started to see the videos, I was really intrigued because this is a part of the industry I don't write about mm-hmm. as much. But I think I should, because a lot of people who I write for and I talk to on Twitter ask me about what should I do with my career? Mm-hmm. That comes up a lot. And I always say, hey, I'm a journalist. What do I know? But in seeing some of the content for this day, I was thinking there are so many similarities, not just in IT, but in journalism too, mm-hmm. and every other field, about how do you reinvent yourself? How do you think about what's next? You know, when you're afraid of a new technology or a new kind of trend that's happening, how to embrace it and mm-hmm. move forward. So I thought it was great.
It's very, very, yeah. very, very cool stuff. Some great insight. Let's actually go ahead and share what we have here from going to be the lineup for today. Now, we're going to try to keep to the schedule, but there's no guarantees. This is live. Things can happen. We'll see what's going on. But basically, we're going to be starting this off right now as we are. The very first video that's going to be coming up is Jeffrey Snover, good friend and technical mm-hmm. fellow here at Microsoft, and he's going to be talking about thriving through the transition. Jeffrey's actually going to join us in the studio afterwards to be able to take some questions and field some questions from everybody that's there. And then we're going to be following that up with actually a very interesting one, because it's not just softies that we were asking.
Right.
This one actually is Graham Hackland, who is the IT director for this, you know, little small sport that's, you know, kind of catching on. No, I completely jest. It's an amazing, awesome, massive sport called F1 racing. Right. And he is the CIO of the F1 racing team for Williams. Very, very cool stuff. And then we can switch gears back to a Microsoftie, a guy by the name of Tim Raines. He is the chief security advisor for Microsoft. Good friend of mine. I met mm-hmm. him a couple times over the different conferences and stuff like that. Very interesting conversation he's having about how IT should think about patching. Patching is a topic that is very near and dear to all of our hearts. So Tim has some insight in there. And then you mentioned James Whitaker.
Yes.
He's coming up after that one there. What are your thoughts on James?
So James, for those of you who also have been living under a rock and don't know him, distinguished engineer at Microsoft, He was very famous for going from Microsoft to Google mm-hmm. and then coming back. And he wrote this blog post about it. That was the first time I was exposed to him.
Yeah, same thing with me. When I saw that blog post of why I left Google or something like
that. Yes. And now he has become kind of like the presenter extraordinaire at Microsoft. And he teaches people at Microsoft how to present. He also presents on a variety of topics. I've seen him present many times, and I think he's fabulous.
Definitely very, very good. He's doing a lot of college circuits and university circuits around the world, as well as being asked to speak at different government organizations and other things like that. So very, very cool stuff. I think we tracked him down. He is back in Seattle. He's supposed to be here in person, too.
Nice.
If not, we might have to work something out. Then we switch gears again and go with an external person, which is a friend of mine. His name is Nick Korkodilos. Which is actually a headhunter, an IT headhunter from before the Valley was cool, talking about how to go in and to talk about how to prepare yourself for advancing within your own company, as well as growing up and going outside of your company as well, and things you can do there. Very, very cool stuff. Then we switch gears again and start talking about probably the two most important things with any kind of IT environment. And do you know what they are?
I would guess big data.
Big data is probably one of them. And then also software.
Yes.
We are the largest software company in the world. Mm-hmm. So we talk about big data and also software as well. With the topic is going to be called, is data more valuable than oil? Mm-hmm. Well, right now with the value of the barrel of oil, I think it's going to be obvious that it is. But, you know, don't know when you're watching this one here. And then finally, this is, again, another kind of interesting shift. This is the Vice President of Product Marketing for Sharewell Software. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy by the name of Jared Green, which is an interesting one. It's called, What Can IT Learn from Marketing?
Which is kind of the opposite of what you think
polar opposites
should be happening.
Sure.
Instead of it's like, how do you get marketing out of IT? Instead
right.
you're hearing, how do you actually make these two work together?
Right. So Jared's got some interesting information. Think about this one in context, again, pivoting around for how you can market yourself inside the role and the company and the groups that you work with. And then we're going to wrap it up with some nice Q&A and stuff like that. And then we're going to call it a day for day one. But then day two, we switch gears completely away from the massive inspirational stuff. And we go to the cool inspirational stuff, which is also education content or technical education content with the Windows day. I didn't name that one.
I didn't either.
It must have been
it's
Dan.
Good, though.
Came up with that one there. This one here, we're going to have a bunch of different topics. I'm not going to go through every single one because we are going to be recapping that at the beginning of day two. But let's just say that we're going to be covering all things in the spectrum of Windows, some keynotes, some very cool demos. There's even apparently, unless you're at RSA, which is taking place as we're recording this live right now down in San Francisco, we're actually going to have one of the first advanced threat detection demos taking place on day two. So that's the new service we just announced last night in time for RSA. Very, very cool stuff there. Some productivity stuff, some more managing stuff as far as managing your different devices. And then also, this is where your cohort in crime comes in.
Yes.
He apparently also got security clearance to be here. Mr. Paul Throtz and Brad Sams.
Right.
Do you know what they're talking about yet? Can you spill the beans at all or not?
They're keeping it under wraps. Mm. I tried to ask them last night, but they wouldn't say.
I heard there is a rumor that they're going to have the big red button here for their session, and they're going to press it as they end their session.
Just in the middle of the session?
Just to see the cacophonous mess that goes on after
the
fact. But we don't know. We were talking to Gabe last night. I think he authorized it. We'll find out. Anyway, that's day two. And then finally, day three is shifting from the desktop and devices in space into the on-premises space, where we're going to be talking about our good friend Jeffrey Snover's baby currently right now, which is Server 2016, and things like Azure Stack and things like that. Nano servers obviously going to be making an appearance. Containers are going to be in there as well. And hey, who's this guy at like 2:15 talking about Azure Fundamentals? Rick Claus, senior program manager. Yes, I'll be actually presenting a technical topic at around 2:00 on Thursday, specifically around all the stuff an IT pro needs to know about Azure. Even if you're not in that space or working with that space right now, these are the things that you should be watching for. And you mentioned a couple of them, containers, nano server, and also things like service fabric and things like that. So very cool stuff there. And then we're actually going to wrap it up at 3:30 with a very cool one with the principal program manager, Charles Joy. We'll be talking about the Azure Stack. And that's, to me,
A hot button.
A hot button, a Pandora. I'm not going to call it Pandora's box.
No,
that's a bad thing,
that's
right?
That's a bad thing.
It's the panacea. It's
amazing
stuff that's available inside the Azure Stack. So that's going to be coming up at the end of day three. Great way to close it. Then some QA and some closing remarks, that sort of stuff.
Nice.
Very, very cool stuff. But we couldn't put on this virtual conference without a lot of help from friends. And so we reached out and we talked to a bunch of different partners who were interested to help us out. And I do have to say a big shout out to a couple of them that are actually streaming this on their sites and also had done like this big interactive experience for people as well. Petri? Yes,
Petri. Petri.com.
I had to get a double confirmation on that one there because one of our friends and colleagues out there was saying a different word, which just sounded wrong.
I think the Canadian accent.
The Canadian
also,
kind of came out of the UK, yeah. The British accent yeah. for him. Yeah. So Petri.com is going off and has this particular thing streamed. So does the Thurot. So Mr. Yes. Thurot has gone ahead and put some players mm-hmm. on his site. But then also IT Dev Connections has gone ahead and they have this whole experience around there from Penton Media. So very, very cool stuff. Hey, there's even apparently some places in Europe and Germany and elsewhere. I couldn't read the tweets because I didn't have my translator plugin put in there. But they were also saying that they're also streaming this at their sites as well. So welcome if you're watching this live. Thank you for joining us. We are definitely going to be having a lot of fun over the next 3 days. Now, we're not the only ones monitoring that hashtag of #TechNetVC. We also have some good friends of ours that are inside the Microsoft Most Valuable Professional, or the MVP program. Now, these guys and gals are basically the unsung heroes that do a huge amount of work day in and day out using and working with the products to gain their area of expertise, and then they go off and they help different customers. A lot of them work for partners. A lot mm-hmm. of them are independents that are consultants as well. And they're basically the experts in these different areas, and they're going to be answering questions. Great. And so during day two and day three, and you know, even sometimes in day one, they mm-hmm. might have some comments interjections that might be taking place.
They can help out with some Hadoop and some data lake and such.
That was the first time.
First Hadoop
Ms.
reference.
Ms. Foley said Hadoop
more
word
to that was come. In them.
Yeah. More to come. Cheers.
Do people know about that?
I don't know. During the data lake session, we'll explain that when we get there. But anyway, so if you're online right now, I'm hoping that the MVPs have done an introductory tweet of themselves, their handle on Twitter, also maybe their area of expertise, along with maybe a picture with a hashtag TechNetVC, and you'll see our friends that are out there that are going to be helping answer some questions. Mary Jo and I are going to be actually watching the videos with you guys as well, but then also responding to stuff too mm-hmm. online. So again, keep that hashtag close. But thank you once again to the MVPs, great community that's online out there. I love working with these guys and gals. They're absolutely awesome. Now, what is a conference without some kind of giveaways? We have to have some kind of giveaways, some kind of contests, some kind of prizes that are going on throughout the different episodes, today, tomorrow, and the day after. And so if you go to the TechNetVC.com website, there is a section there specifically for the terms and conditions to be able to go off and to apply. And in this case, it's basically, what did they call it inside the briefing yesterday? Drones and phones. Drones and
yes.
phones. do you remember what this one was? Did they have to tweet? No, not the contest.
Oh, I have to check, sorry.
Yeah, so remember our notes on this one here.
Right.
Basically, you can check out the website for what it is, for the terms and conditions.
Yes.
Basically, you're going to go ahead and be able to tweet with the hashtag TechNetVC, and go ahead and interact with us during the broadcast, mm-hmm. and they will be able to go in and to have a chance to win some of these different drones and also mm-hmm. possible phones. And I do have to do a shout out on this one here.
Yes.
The phone that we have to give away for one of these options is the 950XL. So I actually have one right here that they graciously have loaned me. I have to return this, apparently, with a beautiful Mozo case mm-hmm. To be able to go off and do stuff. I was going to go off and do the Continuum to be able to go off and see the dual desktop to be able to display stuff, but I didn't have time to be able to hook it up. So I'm going to see if I can get that hooked up a little bit later on today for doing some stuff. But I've been using this bad boy for the last couple of weeks, and let me mm-hmm. tell you, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very powerful solution. Mm-hmm. I love it. So another thing you can do is go ahead. This might actually be it. You realize this might be the part of the prize. go ahead and why don't you tweet out a picture of yourself watching the stream where you are. Make sure it's work safe, obviously. but go ahead and say hi on the hashtag of TechNet VC. And also, you need to follow MS_ITPro with a fun and interesting way. Like, so don't just
not
take a picture of you
but,
at the desk or you with a bunch of servers behind you. Now, if you were hiding inside one of the racks with cables all over top of
that'd
you
be cool.
and took a picture like that hanging onto it, that would be neat. Mm-hmm. But just at your desk, try to do something imaginative and creative to go ahead and to get our attention. Follow MS_ITPro to be able to win, and also put in the hashtag TechNetVC. And you know what? Because I'm doing such a horrible job describing these particular contests, we're going to get clarification on each one of these things at any moment, or we'll do it just after the next video just to make sure that everyone has a chance for everything. Now, to make sure you're actually paying attention, because I know sometimes like to just people just like to turn on the video in the background and kind of sit there and listen to it in the background. Yeah. You can do that still, because obviously we do have to carry on with the day of work. But you basically have to be one of the very first five people to correctly answer a quiz question that we're going to give you at the beginning of each session. Now, you have the answers, right?
I do.
Okay, because I don't remember if I have all the answers
or not. I
have
them.
We're going to be basically going in, and you're going to reply to the quiz question, and you must have two hashtags in your tweet. You first of all have to follow MSITPro, but you also have to have hashtag TechNetVC and also hashtag contest in your tweet. There'll be only five unique prizes for quiz questions that are coming up. There's one entry per person per quiz question, and we're basically going to have X number of videos that we already talked about, and you have a chance to do one of those per video that we do. So we have to remember to do that particular warning, if you will.
They ran us through these yesterday, and I only got like three right.
Yeah, you do have to pay attention.
You have to pay attention.
You absolutely have to pay attention.
Yeah.
So very important stuff there. Now, we did have some information for people that were coming by and watching the stream, and so potentially, as with any streaming broadcast that's going on, we do adjust quality as we go, and so apparently we did refresh the stream, we did refresh some of the stuff that was going on, so potentially, go ahead, if you're still experiencing a problem, you're going to want to close out of your browser window, open back up the browser window to go back to the channel line page, or IT Dev Connections, or throughout.com, or wherever you happen to be watching this from, to be able to go ahead and to fix the stream. And that brings up a very good point. All the sessions, because I know we're going to get a question on this, all the sessions are going to be available on demand. I could put the Channel 9 folks on the spot right now and say within 4 hours of being live.
Ooh.
But, oh, sorry, I'm being yelled at in my ear right now. No, 24 hours. There we go. 24 hours after the episodes go live, we will have those sessions available on Channel 9, the MSDN.com. You're welcome to watch them again, share them with your friends and family, with your colleagues and coworkers, and also you can even embed them on blog posts and comment about them as well. Good stuff that's in there too. So that was my catch up on what's going on with the stream. But you know, we've got the very first video just coming up. It's in there. I've been talking a lot right now. It's like, what are you most looking forward to that's coming up out of this next little segment of a couple of videos? What's your feeling is going to be very interesting?
Yeah. So one thing that I think is really interesting, I mentioned at the start here, is I don't really write a lot about career stuff on my site, but I found the career videos and the career advice very appropriate, very interesting, very thought-provoking, even for me as a journalist, because a number of the presenters on day one are talking about how to think about the next phase of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking, even for me as a journalist, where I started out covering things very differently than I cover it now, I feel like there was advice in there for me, too. Things about how to sell yourself to people in your organization.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things that I don't usually write about these things, but they're very much a part of the ecosystem and what we do as IT people and people who write about IT. I took away some lessons for myself.
A little bit of introspective for stuff that I've been going through just recently. I just recently changed jobs at Microsoft after doing my last job for about 11 years.
Wow.
Across different geographies and different responsibilities. But essentially, it was the same role that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, my boss approached me and asked me if I'd be interested in a new challenge. Mm-hmm. And that's when I made the transition from on-premises technology to cloud technology. Mm-hmm. So basically switching from server and infrastructure over to cloud technologies mm-hmm. in Azure. And then most recently, my last career change I just did literally a couple of months ago at this point, was actually switching from evangelism, talking mm-hmm. about stuff, to actually working on the engineering teams.
Oh, wow.
So now I work on the Azure Compute engineering team and I report up into the Xander organization.
So nice.
And I work on infrastructure as a service. I work on open source and Linux technologies.
Linux?
The Microsoft guy where you cut me and I bleed blue. Yeah. I'm actually doing stuff with Linux stuff right now. And it's just a matter of some of the stuff that you'll see in this upcoming video from Mr. Snover mm-hmm. talking about transitions, what's important, mm-hmm. how to make yourself valuable to your organization, stuff like that. It's very personal. Mm-hmm. This one really resonated with me and it's in there.
I also hear from a lot of the people I write to and write for mm-hmm. that they sometimes say, you know, I'm too old to learn the next thing. I just feel like, you know what? I'm just going to ride out on-prem and Windows Server and then I'm good. But I remember when I wrote an article a number of years back when Microsoft first launched Azure, I got to interview the team that built Windows Azure. And it was a lot of guys who had spent their entire career at Microsoft building Windows. So the challenge for them was, guys, we're giving you a project. You've never done anything in the cloud before. You're mm-hmm. Windows guys, and here you go. And I took away, when I wrote about that, I took away from that, you know what? You're never too old of a dog to learn new tricks.
If there's any truth, there's definitely truth in that. Right? If I can go ahead and learn stuff, for sure. For sure. We're just about to cut to that first video. You've got the Twitter windows open right now.
Yes.
Anyone actually tweet any photos just out of curiosity, or anyone say anything on TechNet VC as of yet? Has our prompting for people actually garnered any results?
No, come on, guys,
nothing
send some
yet.
Cool pictures.
Oh, you're going to miss out.
Oh, man. We did this on Windows Weekly one time where we said, everybody tweet how you're watching Windows Weekly right now. And of course, because
Crickets.
There were beers in every picture.
Okay, nice. Oh, even better. So at least
everybody
you guys
had had a picture of their beer and their laptop set up and their home set up, and it was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So send us some pictures so we feel like you're part of our show here.
Absolutely, and don't be scared if we actually tweet you back
right.
for what's going on.
Right.
Now, quick clarification is coming back here. I wanted to make sure you got this all straight because I know I got it completely messed up. The drones and phones competition is the ability for you to go off and to win a very cool, can't tell you what's the brand name, but very cool looking drone. They absolutely would not let me fly it in the studio because there's too many lights around us right now. But basically, you have to go in and tweet with the TechNet VC hashtag,
right.
tweet with the hashtag contest one as well. You have to follow @MS_ITPro, and you have to answer the quiz question.
Wow.
So that's basically two hashtags, follow MSITPro, and you have to answer the question correctly.
Okay.
They're going to be choosing five people from that particular storm that happens during the live episodes for what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you have to follow MSITPro is because they're going to DM you back to say that you won and how we're going to be handling that. Some cool stuff there. We even have some stuff for people that are inside of the worldwide audience as well, I hear, with some tech points. But we'll come back after the break and talk to you a little bit about that. But you know what? I think we've talked a little bit enough on this. And
the stream is going well
for people. As far as I know, the
stream
is going well.
It's fixed.
You're saying it's okay, good.
Right?
I'm running the slide deck, so I'm relying on you. I'm leaning on you heavily to look after this.
Yes. And we're starting to get some pictures of where people are watching.
Yep. Nice. Apparently, there's a dude that is watching the stream on an Oculus Rift.
Is it really?
So that is absolutely awesome.
Okay.
That's very, very cool. For that one there. So with that, I might be going a little bit early, but you know what? I don't care because we can have more time to talk with the master himself after the video.
Yes, that'll be great.
So without any further ado, we're going to go off and kick this one off and throw it off to the videos where we're going to be talking to Jeffrey Snover, distinguished technical fellow here at Microsoft, about how you can go ahead and start to thrive through the transition. Do you want to read the question that people have to answer and
watch
the
video
for?
Should we do it now?
We're supposedly supposed to do it right now, and so we have it on the slides there.
Okay.
Do you know what the question is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is a really... I learned this in the video, and I know a lot of things about this particular topic.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave that there. The question is, who invented a Facebook before Facebook?
Interesting.
And you're going to learn that in this.
You're going to learn that in the video in just a second, so you know what? Hey, Nas, go ahead, roll that video, would you?